Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. This is your host, Kim Williams. Happy Resurrection Monday. This is the Easter Monday. Let's say it was Resurrection Day. Jesus is risen. You know, it was a wonderful, beautiful weekend, fellowshipping with my mom, my sister, and sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Thursday of last week, we had a wonderful Holy Communion at church, New Summit Baptist Church. Then my mom got right in the fellowship of the new church we go to. Friday, Good Friday, the day Jesus went to the cross, Calvary for us, for our sins, took all the pain and the suffering of this earth on him, all the sins of the world. Let us know we have a better day away. He pointed us to life. But then, even though it was to the cross of death, and then on the third day he rose, was given eternal life. That's no matter what, we have life like more abundantly. We recall him, we believe him, we confess our sins to him. Like I said to one another, we confess our love towards God, seeking the kingdom of God with all our heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Desire to do the will of God, doing the will of God. Focus on doing the will of God. Everything that lifts us up. Jesus came into this world to point us to God. Let us know what love is, why you want to live a life of devotion towards God and God. So this is the day of the Lord. May we will, we must rejoice and be glad in it. Then, like I said, Sunday at New Summit again for Resurrection Day service. That's a beautiful, 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 beautiful week. I hope y'all were able to get out to church and fellowship. And those who continue going to church, and continue pressing on those who maybe the first time been in church in a while or the first time period, hope you continue going to church, finding that church that you can connect with, that teaching the truth, the word of God, and love, peace, and joy. Those who are about edifying you, edifying the body of Christ. And know that when people are talking to you or sharing the gospel and they're telling you things that God wants us to do, his will for our life, things he wants us to avoid in our own personal life, it's to uplift you. It's to give you life more abundantly. So think about the things that the world said you can do. And think about what God said you can do. And think about your own, what is it that you truly want to do, and how does that fit into God's picture, what he had for you? Or what does that fit into the world picture? Who are you serving? And then look, are you serving God? Or are you serving your own selfish self? Or are you serving the world? Or are you serving the devil? Who are you serving? So this is a brand new day. It's a new beginning. Jesus rose on the third day, giving us life again, life more abundantly, eternal life. But the life you started in this realm, it gives you joy in your heart. No matter what you're going through, there's a path to righteousness, that's a path to lead you into a realm, into an area of peace and joy, to answers. Then there's a road to destruction. It depends on the path that you choose to follow. They say, choose this day who you want to serve. Are you going to serve Jesus, or are you going to serve your flesh, your own personal will? Like David saying, so many believers say, me and my house will serve the Lord. But really, me and my house means you want your family, your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews to serve the Lord. But it's really your own personal house, your temple, God, your spirit, your being represents God. And you got to operate in that. His spirit lives in all believers. He lives on this earth to reach those who lost, who refuse, or don't realize who he is. God sent his Holy Spirit to teach us of him, to teach us how to have a pleasant relationship with him through Jesus Christ. So it is a connection that it would be good for you to seek, to thrive, to operate in on a daily basis. This thing's come up against you, but keep on praying, keep on pressing forward, and keep on putting in Jesus' hand. And there's some terrible things that happen to people. We don't understand the reason why, but we have to remember there's good in this world and there's evil in this world. And we have to press forward to see good. Sometimes bad things happen to people, and you've been living right and doing right, and can't figure out why. And the people who been doing this, living according to the world, all kinds of ways, just have, seem to be living a blessed life. But God sees all things, knows all things. So keep on pressing forward. I say this to all people, those who help you and those who battling with some type of sickness, or maybe you're paralyzed and you're trying to figure out what's going on. When are you going to walk again? When are you going to move your arms again? Just keep on holding on to faith. Keep on pressing forward. You know, people are so quick to say, a person would not be doing this again, or this is not made for you. They're not God, so press forward. I pray that those who paralyzed will gain their strength, their ability to walk, talk, move their arms, whatever it is they have lost in this lifetime. Of course, we know eternal will be once we cross over from this dream, from this unto his presence face to face. But he walk with us daily to constantly seek him. I can't explain it, nothing. Outside, I have to tell you, just hold on. Just hold on. I said to my niece who's in a wheelchair, hold on. Keep the faith. Believe in God for America. And I truly, myself personally, still believe in and hoping that she could get out that chair, that God would lift out that chair and walk. God showed miracles in the past. And I don't think this miracle don't even happen. If I think miracles happen in people's lives, different times, different ways. So don't allow nobody to put a thought in your head what is possible, what is not possible. They not God. Hold on. Listen to yourself. Think about it. Pray about it. Don't try not to mourn about it. Try not to get sore about it. Just try to press forward. I'm not going to say you never get sorrowful for it, because you dealt with something happened to you. You may go through a period. But try to press your way out and say, God, God, God. Just call on the name of Jesus. He is a way maker. He is our way maker. This is the Lord again. Has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, we were talking about wisdom. And the beginning of wisdom is the knowledge of who God is. You have to really know that, believe in God. You can't just assume that somebody's saying it and things going on in your life that's not no God, because today wasn't a good day, and maybe the week, month, maybe it's years. This hadn't been a good one for you. But there is a God. So acknowledge him. And those who had not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, ask him to your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Maybe you don't really understand nothing about him. Maybe you know nothing about him. And say, you know what, I don't know who you are, but I'm willing today ask you into my heart for you to show me who you are. God, I want your son. I want you. I want your spirit in me. Teach me of you. God, I choose to live and not die. And I'm talking about spiritual life. But he will book miracles in your way, even in this realm, to give you strength to live a life better than you ever imagined. Different than what the world say, what live, have a life more abundant is. So we want to focus on that. We have to encourage one another to reverence God, to reverence who he is, to not take it for granted that we woke up this morning and took a breath on our own. Or we woke up this morning and maybe you had to use an oxygen machine or use an inhaler, but you had God created those trees for you to use. Yes, he gave man and woman the wisdom to create it, but it's all things work good for those who love him. God had gave them that vision, that idea, that plan, those trees, that equipment, those particles to make into some type of solid form, to make that object, to make whatever it might be. Nothing exists unless God allows it to exist. So press forward. And that also can be a hard pill to swallow when you're talking about devastation. But we have to remember, because we're on this side of eternity, is that man fall. So the fall of man put a curse on man, was his sin. And the penalty of sin is death. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to give us life more abundantly, to resurrect us, to give us a new beginning, new hope, to focus our energy on him. When you're mad about something, just focus on the goodness of Jesus. When you say it's sorry about something, focus on the goodness of Jesus, who God is. Just focus on those things. It's a daily sacrifice. It's a daily, it's a willing, loving sacrifice. It's also a daily, because you're like, okay, you may be something going through your mind, some thought come through, and you're trying to push that thought out, and you have to keep on reading the word, singing a hymn, lifting up his name. But keep on pressing forward. Keep on. Your sons, your daughters, your nieces and nephews, your aunts, uncles, your brothers and sisters, neighbors, community, people you don't even know is looking at you. How do you respond to a situation? Even you may respond in some ways, negative, not good in somebody's eye, but you can change and they can say that they went through, but they can still see evidence weeks and months later how you respond. How do you truly respond? You have to lift up people in prayer. Lift up your family in prayer, your neighborhood, your community, your city, state, country. Your ethnic group, your culture, wherever you at, and people as a whole, your faith, the people who stand firm on their faith. We are Christians. Because we follow the Jesus Christ. We are Jesus Christ's disciples. That's what we put the ego and be thirsty for. We're operating in his love. Learning more and more about him. Sharing who he is to the world in so many ways and forms. So somebody see you with a smile, how you handle a situation, they may ask you, why you smile? Oh, why you didn't get married? Oh, why you respond this way? Said it that way. And you just talking about the love of God in your heart. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Right? Not to destroy it, but to save it. He was nailed to the cross for our iniquity. He suffered and died for our sins. An innocent person, but he came in the flesh for us as man. He went through it all for us. He didn't have to, but he did it for us. So we got to pick up our cross and move forward. It's a song that used to say, God, to the world, God before us, to the cross before us, and the world behind us. I say it like minutes this week about, you look at people look at the cross, but look at the tomb. Because Jesus rose, the tomb is empty. Because the tomb is empty, we have everlasting life. We can rejoice. We can smile. We know he's coming back for us. We know every single day he walks with us. Whether we realize it or not, whether we can actually physically feel his presence or not, just stay in prayer. Stay rejoicing. Stay in worship of him. Our prayers, our praise, our worship, how we operate in this life, how we deal with people. Everything but the good for those that love God. All those things get praises Him. They worship Him. It's humbling ourselves before Him because we're doing those things that we know will please Him and connect us with Him. To put us in a personal relationship with Him where we personally thinking about Him when we do something. You think about those people who claim to be believers, who believe people should have the right to bear arms regardless of what's going on in society, have the right to have a nuclear weapon. They thought about God. Those are one I'm talking about who say they believe in Jesus Christ, who say they believe in God, would say, is this really of God that I want a weapon of mass destruction? Whether it's a gun, a rifle, whether it's an atomic bomb, whether it's a knife, an acid, whatever it is. Do I want to do that? It's representing God. Did I want to go and slap that person, abuse that person, rape that person, molest that person? Is that representing God, who I say I love? Or hurt a dog and, you know, people like to abuse animals. Is that representing God? Or is it representing God when I say good morning to you? Open the door for you, let the door slam back and hit you in the face. But I know you right behind me walking through that door. Or I'm able to motivate somebody, but instead of motivate, I'm trying to destroy them, bring them down. Or, I mean, I love somebody, so I'm going to get them, I'm going to say, I love you so much, I think you should have marijuana because, you know, it make you feel good. Is that love? No. I'm not saying if it's really people really need certain type of things that really help them to eat and really help them with their medical need. I don't know. Because I know so much medication, they got some form of drug and a narcotic in it. It's out the pain and stuff, certain things, the way they make it legal. But for those who just think, just to get high, just to get high, and it's not for medical reasons, and you think it's cool with the opium epidemic that we have, if you love somebody, why you want a bunch of zombies walking around you who don't know what tomorrow is? Who want to get somebody crack cocaine and heroin, whatever the drug is of the day, and think it's cool. You love somebody, why you want to make them suffer? You don't got to point them to God, point them to Jesus. Tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Put some happy music on. Do things to make life better. Even the food we eat. Is it all about the money you want to make, or you want to make food that people can eat that's going to really be good for the physical knowledge of their body, how their body is going to operate? Is it going to function properly? Or is that food that you create, that drink or whatever it is it going to help them, give them the vitamins and nourishment they need, or is it going to strip them of nourishment where they got pain shooting through their body and they don't understand, or making them limp or making them blind or making whatever illness and sickness out there? And you know it, that's why you create it. You figure they like the taste of it, and they're enjoying it, and they don't realize 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road that was causing so many types of diseases and cancer and suffering. Why do we make the things we make? Is it about to die the bill? You figure, you know, not only you want to make money, that's the way you make your money. People got to eat, doesn't matter. If it's going to really be good for them, da-da-da. And then if you're in the medical field, well, that can be more patients to me. And you're a pharmaceutical company, or I got to make a pill for that. If I'm going to make this pill, this medicine that's going to really help somebody without taking out a left or right kidney, without making them blind and or break out or whatever it is, or suicidal thoughts or whatever you can cause somebody, whatever that side effect can cause somebody to do something. Why make it? Yes, you have to put a, you have to look to warn them, but the best warning not to make it, say, oh man, this stuff causing this stuff. I mean, they have a toothache. We just want numb the pain and heal that nerve and do whatever. How about making medicine to truly heal instead of Okay, it's going to be a band-aid, but we're going to, while we band-aid one area, we're going to make another area flare out. It has to be love, y'all. God said love each other. As yourself. Unless you don't love yourself, then you want to destroy yourself and others. We must love each other. Just operate in love. That's what Jesus went to Calvary for. He showed us love. He said, Father, I will go. Father looked down the earth, and the earth was just wicked. Fathers seeking with sons and seeking with their daughters, and mothers the same, and seeking with animals and killing one another and harming one another, eating the flesh of one another, whatever it might be. And he like wickedness, just destroy it, you know. But Jesus said, hold, no. Father, let me go. Let me show them the way. And Father's like, you're the only way they will ever have everlasting life. Be in fellowship and relationship with me. They didn't deserve to be with me. And Jesus saying, Father, let me be the way. He said, by the time. For he said, by eternity time. Imagine the Holy Spirit being the mother. I'm like, okay, she's sitting there thinking, she's God, the Father, great, God, the Son, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, the mother. Jesus leaves. Father sent him. He come to the birth canal. God chose Mary and Joseph, right? Comes into the world, raised like us, but poor. Of course, he's rich because he owned everything. Everything is he created everything. Never can exist unless he said it will exist. We can think of things, but those thoughts, because he allows those thoughts to be. You can't think of something that can never be. And, you know, 12 years of age, you go in the temple and he's telling people the scripture have been fulfilled and they still looking. And they're not, you know, who this young person, who you think he is. And he came to make a difference. Like the young people marched a couple of Sundays ago. Make a difference. Oh, we're important. Because David wasn't nothing. Oh, you too young. Oh, he can't be the one you were chosen by God. He's the Phil man, Phil Huff, you know. He took out the giant. Number of a shotgun and pistol. What? He walked away. He pulled people to love, peace, and joy. My partner suffering. A heart, the things that God revealed to her, the things that Jesus is saying to her. Imagine looking down to the face of your baby, and your baby is asking your creator, asking the one who created ain't going to come back for you in due season. He's going to go to the cross for you. He's going to die for you and rose on the third day for you. Just imagine that. Imagine that. He said he had to go so he could send the comforter. You know, like you're the mother, you're a mom. You comfort, you like to make sure your children know certain things. They want them to understand the reason why you do this and that for them. And say, I have to go so the comforter can come. I'm showing you the way to go. I'm showing you the way of love. Please enjoy it. But you really don't know what you're doing. Because if you knew taking that gun to school was going to, when you shoot it and you want to harm somebody because you're in pain for whatever reason, if it's not with evil and wickedness, then you actually take a knife. They're not going to pop back up and walk out of school another tomorrow or the day after, the day after. Only way they're going to come back is through Jesus and my resurrected power, me rising them up from the dead. That's the only way. And that won't happen until that day comes when I come back for my church, because the dead in Christ will rise first. And those of you who still around, walking, talking, reading, will be caught up in the sky and meet me, those who belong to me. Those of you who laughing on the sideline, mocking somebody because they go to church, mocking somebody because they saying Jesus and praying and falling on their knees and they really believing in the love and the power of God. They're going to be with me. And those of you who want to mock, y'all going to be with the marker. Y'all want to be with the deceiver. You're going to be with the one who like to fill you up with illusions and lies. And Jesus died and rose on the third day, gives us everlasting life. Right? He said it around about 120 days. He showed us that to people. He went back with the Father. Sitting on his right hand side, the Comforter comes to show us where those who are willing and seeking him. He's knocking on your door, knocking on your heart. He's saying, right here. And when you cry to him, you answer him, he stays with you forever. You rejoice past all understanding. You have hope. You have peace. You have everlasting life. He's teaching you the do's and the don'ts. Yes, you save, but then you got to walk the walk for salvation. You got to point people, the Holy Spirit said to me, you got to point people to Jesus. I got to point you to Jesus. I got to point people to the Father when I point you to Jesus. And that's not cussing somebody out. That's not storming into a building to blow people up. That's not firing people because you just want to. You figure though you're a supervisor in a position. It's not because you're the president of this nation or any nation around the world, some leader, somebody put you in charge and you figure out all power's in your hand. No, power's not in your hand. You want power, get hooked over the Holy Ghost power. Operate in love, peace, and joy. Be good for your people. Look out for them. Be a great person. Point them to me. Point them to Jesus. What Jesus said, point them. That's what the Holy Ghost saying. I'm pointing you to Jesus. I point those to Jesus who's in your care. You lead us. Whether you're a teacher, a principal, a mother, a father, a sister, a niece, a nephew, aunt, uncle, cousin. The president of the United States. Or you're head of China. You're head of wherever country, Canada, you're the head of Pakistan, you're the head of Iraq, you're the head of Germany. Whatever you're the head of, and subheads, and sub, you know, all the little areas, people break down, do my will. Building up borders for what? Borders, if you're blocking up my people, but if you're blocking up the enemy, then block out the enemy. But you're not blocking out the enemy, you're blocking up my people who I said to love. Do you right when you use my name? Want listening to our heart, to our soul. He knows our hearts, our soul, our spirit, our thoughts, our conscience. He is God. Choose this day who you're going to serve. This is the day, again, the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because beginning of wisdom, again, is knowledge of God. Knowledge is the gift he gave to the world, his Son, and his Holy Spirit. Acknowledge that. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining me today on Love True Love Truth Show. I'd like to thank Blog Talk for their platform and Google for this platform, which allowed me to share the good news and to reach you. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please just take time and ask him to your heart. So God, I want to learn of you. I want to know more of you. I want your spirit dwell in me. I know the day and day process, second by second. But I want to learn about your joy, your love, your everlasting life, and life more abundantly on this earth. You know, you want to use the exact words I'm saying. You say, God, here I am, Jesus. Ask him to your heart right now. Just say, I'm going to put it on the line. I'm surrendering myself to you. I want the truth. And let God show you his truth. Okay, I'm going to read this one scripture, a couple of them. Psalms 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Know this, God love you. And 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Just love one another. Let's cheer one another on. Write down your plans, what you want to do, accomplish today, this week, the next month. Step by step. How you want to closely walk with Jesus. About a relationship with your loved one. What kind of project you want to work on. Maybe it's a project for yourself, for your family, for the church, or your community. A business idea. Just write it down. And pray about it and give it to God and let it be. And just work it out. When I say let it be, I'm not saying that you do anything. Just know it's in his hands. And feel comfortable and confident that God has this in his hand. Stay close to your loved one. If you can't reach him and talk to him, keep him in prayer. And those you can reach out and talk to, call him up as often you can and say hello, how you doing today? I just want to say I love you. That don't take much. So, children, if you hadn't called your parents in a while, maybe you got met by something. Pray about it. And just call them and say, I'm just called to say I love you. How you doing? It don't have to be a long conversation. You can start off small. Call them once a week or maybe a couple of times during the week. Let's just say that. It goes a long way. Okay, take care until next time. Also, every Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time at 7 a.m. in the morning, I do my Love Truth Show again for the children. Praying for the children, be safe and protected. So join me every Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time, on Blog Talk Radio, on Need for Christianity. You can find on Need for Love Truth Ministry or WIM 645, then Love Truth. Anyway, you can find me again every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find me talking about what God loves mean to me. I'm dealing with the type of wisdom. So I'm looking forward and saying what God means to me, to you, with wisdom and all the different things I like to cover with you. It's just me. And something like a song, another song, says, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody but somebody who can save everybody. That's our job as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, children of God. He is risen. Live life as children of a risen Savior. God bless y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.